This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by CHS. I'm Riley Smith. Nebraska rancher Steve Hansen was elected as the U.S. Meat Export Federation chair. We'll have more right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Steve Hansen, a rancher and cattle feeder from Elsie, Nebraska, was elected chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation at the organization's Strategic Planning Conference in Tucson, Arizona. Hansen said one of his priorities will be to highlight the partnerships with the various checkoffs that support the work of USMEF around the globe.
The checkoffs are one of the ways we invest in ourselves. You know, because if we don't tell our story, somebody else will, and probably won't be in the way we want it to. The checkoffs have done great things on research for nutrition. You know, we have become great environmentalists because of it. Our stewardship of our cattle, we learn how to handle our cattle better. And this is because the checkoff dollar invests its money back into the farming community and the ranching community so that we can do a better job.
Hansen said the strength of the USMEF comes from the unified work of all the various sectors of the red meat industry that are involved.
You know, it's got producers, it's got exporters, it's got packers, it's got a lot of different avenues. There's grain producers. Everybody performs a part in this, and it takes all of us, and we all have to be healthy to have a good economy in the meat business. You know, one thing I like to say is I've never gotten a bad check from a packer. They take a lot of bad raps, but I guarantee you their money's always good, and they take really good care of our cattle once they get them there. And, you know, for us to get them there in the right kind of shape and do it with the right genetics, it's been a learning process. But it's something we all do. And it takes all sectors. The grain people got to give us good quality grain. We've got to raise good quality animals. And the packer gets a good job of processing them. And then you've got your exporters. They play a crucial role in getting our product overseas and in a good shape.
From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.